We are good to go.
I'm missing the back of my name.
At this time, I would like to call our study session to order. The time is 5:05 p.m. on June 7th, 2018. Board members, we begin with recommendations for appointment of four board advisory committees: the Capital Asset Advisory Committee, the District Accountability Committee, the Performance Evaluation Committee, and the Technology Data Privacy Advisory Committee. The role of the Board of Education Advisory Committees is outlined in Board Governance Process Policies GP-12, Board Committee Principles, and GP-13, Committee Structure. Four committees generated vacancies in the 17-18 school year. In order to be prepared for committee work beginning in August of the upcoming school year, an online application process was available and advertised through this past spring. Board members received the membership applications in May for review prior to tonight's discussion and appointments. Additionally, each applicant was invited to meet with individual board members on May 21st and 23rd. There is one vacancy open in both the Capital Asset Advisory Committee and the Technology Data Privacy Advisory Committee. Up to eight appointments that can be made for the Performance Evaluation Committee, and a possible 17 appointments to make the DAC, three of which are direct board appointments that we will have to decide this evening. Dr. Glass, do you have anything to add to that?
No, sir.
Okay. I would like to say, from reviewing the quality of the applications, I think it's important that we say we had strong candidates who wanted to serve on committees and support our work in this district, and we have to be pretty proud of that. So board members, in order to provide final direction to the superintendent on our appointments for the consent agenda later this evening, let me review what we've determined for appointments to each committee. Well, let's stop there. Let's fill. We have recommendations, and we've worked on filling, I think, literally all of the committees except we need to fill three seats on the DAC committee. There are two parent community member seats and then one business community member seat. Does anyone have anyone they'd like to recommend for these three seats? Let's see if we can finish the DAC.
Well, I want to start by saying thanks so much to the applicants, because it was great to read through all their information, and I really appreciated being able to have conversations with some of them at the interviews. Regarding the District Accountability Committee appointment, for one of those parent community member positions, we had a woman named Joan Chavez Lee apply for DAC. She has been a longtime community member living in Lakewood, part of the Jefferson Junior Senior High School articulation area. She was also an educator and leader in JEFCO in those schools for a number of years. We are waiting for more connection for the Jefferson Artic parent liaison, but in the meantime, I think that with her education expertise and her deep roots in the community, Ms. Chavez Lee may be a great fit for one of our parent community member positions as a board appointee. I do know that she's volunteered through organizations like CASA and Kiwanis and continues to be active in the community, so I think she'd bring a good voice to that role.
Okay. So a suggestion from one of our colleagues, we're not going to vote on them, but a suggestion that one of the parent community member slots be filled by Joan Chavez Lee. Actually, I looked at that. Ms. Stevens and I talked about it, and I thought she was a strong candidate too. Let's move on. I don't hear any concern about that. For the other appointment, I would like to suggest that there was a community member, Katie Van Gilder, who was on the DAC committee last year. She was the Green Mountain area representative, and Susan and I talked about this today. And of course, we now have a new Green Mountain area, Arctic area representative. But this lady has volunteered and actually would like to serve on the DAC committee another 2 years. And we can do that if we do a board appointment as a community parent member of the DAC committee. So I would like to suggest that that second spot on our chart be filled by Katie Van Gelder.
I like that that supports continuity of work and it respects a recommendation coming to us. I concur.
If we're okay with those two appointments, I'm not hearing, unless there are others. Obviously, there are, you know, we could make others. So maybe I should ask, are there other recommendations? You guys have all looked at the candidates.
It was wonderful, as far as I'm concerned, to see that many of the people who had applied and interviewed with us fit into some of those parent liaison roles or fit with one of the committee openings and one of the other committees. That was wonderful, and I really appreciate the work that went into making those matches, because it made our work a lot easier and our guesswork was limited, which is wonderful.
I really agree with that too, Ms. Stevens. In fact, I had some people check that I really wanted to see get on certain committees like the 1338 committee, and then, but you know, we actually did that on recommendation from staff, and so I also was very pleased with the recommendations that we received.
We are still looking for a business representative, is that right?
We are. I was trying to see, I bring closure to the community parent ones. If there are no other nominations, then those two nominations probably would stand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go to, we do need a business community representative. I did think there was a gentleman who came through and actually interviewed with us the night that we had interviews. And he is a businessman and does have, I think, a strong background, law degree. We won't hold that against him, of course. That was supposed to be funny, Ms. Harmon and Mr. Rupert. Does have a law degree, was a pretty impressive young man, and so I would like to throw out for consideration Benjamin Robertson in that business community appointment slot.
Yeah, I spoke with him too, and I was going to nominate him as well. He's got four kids in the system, and I think he's in Brad's district, and he just really wanted to get involved, and I thought he would be a good pick. I feel like he has some engineering background as well.
He does.
Engineering degree, law degree, and he now does business development. So
yes.
It's a real kind of broad set of expertise, and he has four children in our Arvada area schools. I was also impressed with him during the interview night, so.
If I had known one of you was going to recommend him, I would have been quiet a little longer. I promise that's true. Those really are the three recommendations to the DAC committee that as a board we need to approve tonight or recommend tonight, which I think we've done unless there's any further discussion. And then I'm going to walk us through what has been done on our sheet with support from district staff. So this is to make sure that we're providing clear direction to our superintendent about what we want on the agenda, on the consent agenda later this evening. So for the Capital Asset Advisory Committee, the question is, do we agree with the recommendation of Meekin Castle for appointment? And I think the way I should ask the question almost is, I think we all know Meekin, but is there anyone else that, you know, that it occurs to you we needed to slot in there?
And is this a recommendation from, this is your recommendation? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I really liked that she has communications experience, and she works in CDOT communications, which means I think she can navigate large systems and kind of systemic thinking regarding infrastructure, which I think is a great fit for capital asset.
So I think on each of these, as I read the progress we've made, either we agree with the recommendation or, you know, we would appoint someone else. So I think we're okay on that one, Dr. Glass. For the Technology Data Privacy Advisory Committee, we either agree with the recommendation of Suzanne Coronado for appointment, or we make another suggestion. Hearing none, I think we agree. Then for the Performance Evaluation Committee, that's our 1338 committee, we either agree with the recommendation of current members and staff support as continuity appointments, with the addition of 6 new appointments of Jessica Brown, Kim Keller, Franziska Zenhausen, Britt Wilkenfield, Bobby Sanchez, and Joe Ventura, or would we like to make other proposals for the 1338 committee?
What is the difference between being a volunteer and being officially on the committee?
Looking
at the current members?
Yeah, I think that we're actually extending over some current members. And we do have staff support on that committee because they get into pretty complex issues. And you want to...
That's accurate. We always have had staff supporting the 1338 committee. You may recall this committee also includes JCA representation called out in the bargaining agreement. And the category where we've identified an occupation as a volunteer, I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but that is, in fact, the category for that particular individual is as a parent. So the law calls out having at least one parent representative on the committee. The recommendation that we've brought forward actually has 3 parents on the committee in addition to all of the other members.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification, Ms. Weber. I will say that 3 or 4 of these new appointments were kind of on my list, hoping they would be on this committee too. Is there anyone else that we, the board, would like to suggest for consideration?
Nope.
Hearing none, we'll move on then. For the District's Accountability Committee, we have superintendent recommended members for our TIC areas and staff, with the addition of the 3 new board member appointees, which are Katie Van Gilder as a student community or as a parent community member, Joan Chavez Lee as a community member, and Benjamin Robertson as our business representative. Do we have any other suggestions that we'd like to make for the DAC committee?
Huge thanks again to everybody who's willing to continue their work. I love seeing both continuity and new membership. I think that will lead to really great conversations, and appreciate everybody who raised their hand for any of these.
I think that's an important comment. In fact, it occurs to me that I hope we have plans in the system, Dr. Glass, to send a thank you to these people because, you know, they have truly stepped up to the plate and volunteered to help our school district with important advisory work.
We'll make that happen. Thank you.
I really appreciate that as well. And reading through their applications, if there's any way we can possibly get these people involved in some way in the future, I don't know, the next university or the next whatever.
Mm. Oh, I love that idea.
I think that would be great.
That's a great idea.
Can I just ask a follow-up question regarding the one pending parent liaison or school accountability liaison in the Jefferson area? Is it possible for, in the fall, school leadership in that area to reach out? I know they have a strong parent university program there and active accountability teams, and that way it doesn't have to be 12 months from now that that's filled, but there's a way to fill that should a volunteer raise their hand.
Yes, we'll follow up with the principals in that area, see if we can move forward with that.
Thanks.
Good point, too. We obviously would like to see that filled before August if we can, but as soon after August if we can't. Other comments from board members? All right, thank you, board members. These appointments will be official tonight with our vote on the consent agenda items in our next meeting. Now let's take what turns out to be a long break. We allocated an hour to this study session. We're going to take a long break, and the rationale for that is simply this. One of our first items is the art purchase awards. Those students are not here yet, and I don't think we want to start the meeting until 6 o'clock. So we will take a 40-minute break. Let's make sure we're ready to go at 6 p.m. Hey. This study session is adjourned. Thank you.